This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's Tuesday, which means we take a trip to the dark room. And Matt Cotrillo, who could take a 75-degree day with blue skies and convince you it's about to pour in 10 minutes.
It's a skill. I don't know if it's a great skill, but it's a skill.
Where do we find these people? All right. And then Keith Pompey today on the Sixers. I am going to bring up the Paul George part of it. Now, Paul George is really good, but he's not great. He's really good. Like he's part way between just another guy and great. That's my opinion. Keith may tell you that he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean, that's but I don't see him as the answer, but that's me. So we'll get into that. I have no idea what Matt's getting into. Neil Coulong as well today.
Is this the first time that there's a chance you might ask Neil about the Timberwolves?
Actually, that's a really good point. Because they are just tearing apart Denver. They are tearing apart the world champions. And it has been impressive to this point. Now they're going home with a 2-0 lead. I did have somebody say to me, he says, "Wow, you know, this is, all the pressure's on Denver in the next game." And I said, "Nah," I said, "that's another sports myth. This pressure is, first of all, self-imposed. Second of all, the worst thing you can do if you're Minnesota is let this team off the hook. That's the worst thing you can do. So the pressure is the pressure on Denver is to break through, but the pressure is on Minnesota to put these people away because you don't want to give a group that understands how to win 16 games in April, May, and June, life.
Mike Malone's got to figure out that defense.
Yeah, they do. And again, Minnesota's defense was great last night. And they didn't have Rudy Gobert. That's the amazing part. They didn't have Rudy Gobert. Right, so we'll take a break. Opening half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. And they'll do everything they can to save you money while making sure you're fully insured. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, Wednesday, August 7th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. We will be there. We want to see you there as well to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Captain Complaint hasn't called yet?
He has not.
I thought he'd hit the accelerator to get on here. And
I did check with him earlier today. I hope everything's all right.
Well, if it's not, I'm sure he's complaining about it. All right. So, couple of notes for you. Penn State football, of course, they'll, May 21st is the date that the Board of Trustees will take a long look at the renovations at Beaver Stadium, and it's probably the time to give the thumbs up or down as to what's going on. They've also went into an agreement with Elevate for its future premium ticketing sales. Now, this will happen after this season, supporting ticketing revenue opportunities, including premium hospitality. Look, they work with all the Power 5 conferences. And, they consult on ticket pricing, revenue optimizing revenue, and others. And they do a lot with the ACC. They also have Alabama, Notre Dame, USC, Stanford, and Florida. So there we go. We have an entire audience at the moment on the edge of its seat, because the man of the people is keeping the people waiting. And he does truly believe deep down he is a man of the people. Deep down. Now, I don't know if they drill for oil that deep, but there you go. And there's a new wrestling coach at Oklahoma State. John Smith stepped down. And the new wrestling coach is David Taylor, the Magic Man. He's been living over here in Pleasant Gap for years now. And has his training academy there and so forth. But look, he's 33 now. And I know it's hard to think of David Taylor as 33, who just, to me, is one of the really great guys you ever want to talk to. I really, every encounter I have with him, just like being around this guy. And now he's going to take over one of the top programs in the history of the sport in Oklahoma State.
That didn't go over too well with Excuse me, it didn't go over too well with Mr. Sterucci today.
What are you supposed to do in life?
I don't know.
Are you supposed to not take it and set yourself up?
I think he feels he's being disloyal to Penn State.
I don't know. I get it. All right. So let's start with this. Okay. A lot of people thought Coleman Scott was going to get the job. Okay. And and it turned out, you know, and he's North Carolina's former head coach. Now, why he didn't get the job, nobody knows. But then Taylor emerged. Well, he's 33 years old. He's supposed to just sit there, you know, and now at this point, you know, Aaron Brooks was able to win. He's going to the Olympics. David has accomplished so much during the course of his career. Well, now but you have to have a life after a sports career of some sort. Especially somebody that, like David Taylor, that is active all the time. You know, and he's somebody that has to be doing something all the time. Okay. And he's got the M2 Training Center, as I mentioned, in Pleasant Gap. He has a farm. He has other business interests here in this area. He does. I mean, he does have other interests. But guess what? You know, what, he would go into MMA?
That's a little old to decide you want to start getting punched in the face.
Right. That's rough. And so now he gets an opportunity to coach. Okay.
Honestly, I think the most interesting part of it is what happens to the training center. There is you look at that calendar, and I looked up. I mean, that is a full. I mean, he's filled up every night of the week with different age groups, and you know, wrestling is. I think he's grown wrestling in that area. I mean, the McCourt kids and some of the other Johnstown area and State College kids and Central Mountain kids going to him. It's going to be interesting to see how this affects high school wrestling in this area.
Well, you look at Levi Haynes, for example.
Yes.
He skipped his senior year to train at M2. Okay? Same story for Tyler Kasich. Right? Zach Ryder, Brock Weiss. These are all guys that went to the M2 to work with him.
I mean it's gotta affect Kale's program a little bit as well for a while till they figure out how to replace some of that. You know, he helped them tremendously too.
Sure he did. Of course he did. Now, if you're looking for anybody on Kale's staff that may go to Oklahoma State, right, there's nobody on staff that's been with him from day one that will do that. But the guy that's been here the shortest period of time is Jimmy Kennedy. And so he would be somebody that you would look at and say, okay, is he a possibility? But you have to be able to do something with your life after you're done with sports. Some people struggle to find that. Now, he's involved in a lot of things, from M2 to the farm and other business interests he has around here. I mean, David Taylor is tremendous.
Well, I mean, he has a chance to build kind of his own legacy at another school where he could become, you know, maybe in 10 years, you know, he's the Kale Sanderson of that time, and Oklahoma State is what Penn State is now, and obviously that's probably his goal.
Sure, yeah. And he's taking over a program where you don't have to start from scratch.
No, no, not in the least.
And you know, in other words, he's not sitting there in we need to rebuild. Well, they need to add on to what they have. And the other part too, because he's been running M2, one of the critical parts is the teaching part, which I'm sure he learned a lot watching Cale Sanderson and his staff teach. But, you know, and M2, you know, he's been out there physically showing guys how to do this.
I think it's just kind of interesting. I just would wonder how it, I'd like to know how it, just how it came about.
Yeah, that would be interesting. First of all, let's start with this. He's one of the biggest names in the sport. All right. And again, I don't know what happened with Coleman Scott. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know the ins and outs of Oklahoma State wrestling. I do not. Okay. That would be an absolute fallacy for me to even start, like, oh, and I think about, blah, blah, blah. You think what? Who knows? Maybe just on name recognition alone? Hey, it's not like David doesn't have an agent. He does. But
Carter's tweet implied that either, which I think it would be, is kind of odd that he was offered the job or he was offered money to come out to Oklahoma State, and I don't know which it was.
Who's
Starucci.
Yeah, Carter Starucci, that he was offered to go out there?
The line was, I got a big money offer too, but I didn't take it.
Yeah, okay, well, guess what? David Taylor's married and has a family.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, guess what? He has bills to pay. Come on. I don't blame anybody for doing this stuff. Gee, it's like looking at Manny Diaz saying, oh, Manny, you took a head coaching job. Oh, Brent Pry, you took a head coaching job. Come on. You know? Jeez.
We've said numerous times wrestlers are a different breed.
Yeah,
Carter seems like a guy that has, that loyalty is of the utmost thing to him, and I think his definition of loyalty might be a little hardcore.
Well, I don't know. I'm
don't get me wrong, I agree. It's an overreaction.
Okay. Everybody knows, and I've talked about this openly a lot, that in my family, loyalty was incredibly valued. It was preached to us over and over again. Work ethic, loyalty, loyalty, work ethic. Now, it has to be a two-way street. But at some point, I mean, David Taylor's loyalty also has to be his wife and children, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, and probably a way higher priority than his alma mater at this point.
I mean, for goodness sakes, should Joe Paterno coach Brown? I mean, James Franklin coach East Stroudsburg? Yeah.
That's at least a state job.
Right. Mike Rhodes isn't at Lebanon Valley. You know, it's a profession. You get into the profession, start working your way through. When people leave to go someplace else, especially when they're getting a promotion, he's getting a promotion. He's becoming a head coach of a collegiate wrestling program, one of the 5 to 6 best in the country. Okay. I mean, Brent Pry left to get a head coaching job in the ACC. Manny Diaz left to get a head coaching job in the ACC. Joe Moorhead left to get a head coaching job in the SEC.
You know what?
Ricky Ronnie became head coach at Old Dominion.
He proves that he can run a program. Doesn't that make him probably the top contender to be Cale's replacement whenever Cale decides to step down?
Well, don't start going down that road.
Well, I'm not going down that road, but
okay,
I just mean...
You are now panicking the populace.
It's not what I meant. 20 years down the road.
Can't panic the populace.
Mr. Cotrillo also got back to us. He's going to call in at 2:35.
Eastern time?
Hopefully. That was the plan. Of course, 1:15 was the plan, too.
He's lucky you and I don't complain.
Well, that all these people have, like, actual jobs and, you know, it interferes sometimes.
Can't stand when the job gets in the way.
I know. Me neither.
This half hour has been brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. The best in the business. Customer service means everything to them. Making sure you're fully insured while saving you money at the same time. The pros, pros. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, and this half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. The ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org to start your journey. You know, Todd, I always find it refreshing that when we have a guest on that they call in on time. Don't you find that, Todd, to be refreshing?
I do.
To the previous half hour where they just think they're so self-important they can just change the time willy-nilly. Wait, Keith, great to have you with us. We're kidding about a guy that used to work here. It was supposed to be on in the opening half hour. He moved it back 90 minutes. So we're just kidding about it. Welcome. Great to have you on the show. See, it's great to deal with a real pro like you.
Yeah. I thought y'all were like making a pit joke. Like, this idiot Pompey went to pit. Let's get him.
No. No, we only. No, this guy earned it. This guy earned it. All right. So, the Sixers. I'm not surprised they're out after round one with Embiid's injuries and everything and the matchup itself. But now they have to move forward from here. So you're advising Daryl Morey. What kind of advice would you give him?
It's funny. My advice would be, try to build a roster, a sustainable roster. You know, it seems like right now Daryl Morey is trying to go star hunting, and the Sixers did that beforehand. And, you know, my thing is, I look at a team like the New York Knicks, and again, I know that Julius Randle was hurt, but I look at that and I see all the role players, and they have a roster, they have a team. And I feel like that's what the 76ers need to do. You know, and that's my advice to Daryl Morey, just because you went star hunting, you got James Harden, how did that work out? You know, before that, you guys had Jimmy Butler, and then you decided you didn't want him. You know, you went out and you got Al Horford. How did that work out? To me, the 76ers, what they need to do is, you have Maxey, think that he can be a star. You need to build a roster around him and Embiid. That's my advice for Daryl Morey.
See, and I totally agree with that, Keith, because I feel like they spend more time trying to do the one quick fix when they need to be smart about who they bring in and what role they play to make the stars and enhance them more.
Exactly. I mean, and again, I keep trying to go back to the Knicks, but, you look at it and you said, you find out the Knicks believed in Jalen Brunson before no one else did. And they believed in him so much to where they got two guys who play extremely well with him, who played extremely well with him in college. And these were two guys who, let's face it, they were journeymen. They were NBA journeymen. And you work out, and that's just how it works. And I feel like, you try to go to star hunting, you try to win everything in the summertime, and yeah, that's great. But, I mean, do you want to end up and be like the Phoenix Suns where they had, you know, three max level players, three all NBA caliber players, and they were swept in the first round.
Exactly. You know, I realized that starting, really with the Spurs, when they had Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan, everyone felt you had to have three. And then, of course, the Heat followed that up with their three with Bosh, Wade, and LeBron. And three seemed to be the magic number to have. And I feel like the Sixers have been trying to duplicate that three ever since, and they can't.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. And the funny part about it is, when you talk about Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan, you look at the personalities of all these guys. All three of them weren't like me guys. Look at me.
Right.
And not only that, Ginobili said, let me come off the bench. It's not working. Okay, you want me to come off the bench? I'll do that, and I'll be able to get my minutes. When you look at the average NBA player nowadays, huh? Come off the bench? Come on, nah. I don't do that.
Right.
But when you look at it and you say, you know, to the Sixers, you know, and everybody wants to get this star hunting, you know, it just doesn't work out. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's good. But when you thought about it, you looked at it, you know, what was it? Last year they had James Harden, you had Tobias, you had Joel, you had Maxey. Well, all of a sudden, Tobias wasn't happy with his role, right? Because he felt like he should have been that guy. Then you had Ben Simmons and you had Joel. And the argument was, well, whose team is it? I mean, is it Ben's? Is it Joel's? So, you know, I just feel like if you are going to do it, you have to get the right personalities. But right now, there's too much money involved in regards to marketing and all this other thing to where guys don't basically say, I'll take a back seat and let you be the guy. Everyone wants to be the man. Especially when you do these superpower teams,
right? All right, Embiid. He's incredibly talented. He's made a ton of money, and I feel awful for him because injuries have just derailed this guy left and right. So, where do you think he stands right now? And the Bell's palsy diagnosis was another one that threw a big curve into it. I mean, when you look at him, his age, his size. How much more can the Sixers expect out of him over the next 3 to 4 years?
No, I think that's it. Like, I think the next 3 to 4 years is his window, right? I mean, first, if I'm the 76ers, what I'm doing is I'm saying to him, you know, I'm sending a dietitian to the house. We're throwing all the meats and all this stuff out, and we're putting you on a new diet. And the reason why I'm saying that is because over the next 3 to 4 years, in order for you to play at an optimal level, you're going to have to shed some pounds. I'm not saying that he's fat, but what I'm saying is he needs to do what Tim Duncan did after he had knee problems.
Yeah.
Slim down. You know, because, like you said it, you know, here's the problem with Embiid, the whole Embiid situation. If you take Embiid off this team is a lottery team, is a struggling team, even with Tyrese Maxey, right? So he makes them that much better. But because of his knee history and everything like that and all his injuries and the fact that he has yet to play more than 63 games in a season, it's one of those things where you're not going to get a lot of value for him. So the best thing that you can do if you want to continue to win and not rebuild is say, hey, look, Joel, the next 3 or 4 years, you have to be in the best shape of your life.
Right.
In order for us to be able to compete. Outside of that, you're going to have another season where he's on his shelf when you need him to be play because of the reoccurring knee injuries and all these other things. So to me, I think the next 3 years is kind of like, you know, I can't live with him, I can't live without him, but at the same time, if I'm going to live with him, he's going to have to be in the optimum shape in order for us to be competitive. Because, you know, after that, unfortunately, I don't know if Joel's going to be a guy that's going to be around the league another 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's too much, and you're right. He's not fat, but he also needs to be about 10 to 15 pounds lighter because his body can't handle that weight 82 times a year. The next part is Maxey. you've watched him closely, Keith. What has allowed him to emerge and become a player that other teams have to put it near the top of the scouting report?
Well, the first thing is two things. Tyrese Maxey is blessed with quickness. Like, I mean, you know, he's the type of guy, he has a quick first step. You know, you look at it and you're saying, dang, are you wasting this on basketball? Maybe you should be playing football, or maybe you should be playing and running track and field. Like, he's that fast, right?
Yeah.
But I also think the thing that enabled him, to be honest with you, and I always try to use him as an example for my daughter who plays, like, volleyball, is work ethic. You know, I mean, you know, Tyrese Maxey is a guy, I remember his rookie year, he was always out there working, always. And these should sound corny because he's like, I got to get 1% better tomorrow and this and that. But when you look at it, you see how he's ascended from being going to training camp as the third-string guard, third-string combo guard, like shooting guard, to now he's an all-star a performer scoring 46 points. You know, it has to be – it's because of his work ethic. He's gotten better and better each time he goes out there. Like, each, you know, from the beginning of his rookie year to the end of his rookie year, he was the best, better player. And then the next – going into the next training camp, he was even better, and vice versa. So we can all say, yes, he's a better three-point shooter now. You know, his defense has gotten a little bit better. His command of an offense is better. But all that comes from his work ethic and the time that he spends in the gym. So to me, that's what enables him to get where he is. But you can't also discount that speed. I mean, he's able on the open floor. You know, he's hard to stop because he's just going to blow by you.
What's the reaction in the city to what the Sixers are right now?
You know, it's weird because, you know, I think there are some people who look at it like they see what Joel Embiid did, and they're saying to themselves, what a great performance by Joel. He gutted it out. Yeah, and we got a lot of cap space next year, and you know, we can make a lot of things work. We have some draft picks. But then there are some other people who are more like, here we go again. We hired Daryl Morey. They said he was going to come here, and he was going to, like, at least get us to the Eastern Conference Finals. But yet again, is another season where the team came up short. So I think it's divided. You know, you have the optimists who look at what Joel Embiid did was nothing short of remarkable. And then you have the other people who are the realists and say, you know, we still haven't gotten out of the second or advanced beyond the second round since 2001. And here we go again. Like, every year is like, next year is going to be the year. So I think it's kind of split and it's kind of divided in the way that the people in the city are feeling right now.
All right. You look, I've got to ask you about Minnesota and Denver, because Denver, defending champions, they know what it takes to win 16 times in late April, May, and into June. The T-Wolves spent most of the season as the one seed. Didn't have Rudy Gobert last night. What's your thought on why, to this point, Minnesota has matched up the way they have with Denver?
Well, when you kind of look at Minnesota, too, even though, you know, they have, like, top draft picks and everything like that, and they have, like, they got Rudy Gobert, another guy who garnered a lot of money, I think there's two things that stand up. Well, great graphics, and another thing is, if you look at it, they have a quality team, and everyone knows their role. And the third thing, I think, is the will to win, the toughness. I think that when you have Anthony Edwards, you know, he comes in there, he's a vocal leader. He's not like the arrogant guy that says, I'm going to take over, I'm going to do this. He encourages everyone else. But I think they follow his lead. You know, even Cat, everyone. You know, Carl Anthony Towns, talking about Cat, they all follow his lead. And they just bring a gritty edge. I mean, you look at it, you're right. Denver, you know, they're the defending champions. But you couldn't tell who was the team who, you know, had a lucky, not a lucky season, but the team that divide expectations like Minnesota did in the regular season, or who was the, like, the veteran team who won the championship last year. Like, you would swear it was Minnesota.
That's
and
right.
I just saw how they just had determination and grit, and that's why they're so good.
I mean, that. I mean, the bottom line is, to me, Minnesota's been playing, at least in two games, tremendous defense. Tremendous defense. They've really locked Denver down. Right? You just took a long look at the Knicks. The Knicks are very connected. They don't have Julius Randle, as you pointed out. Why are they as good as they are?
It's because I think that it's a defensive minded coach. They're gritty, and they all like. I mean, they bring a blue collar network. I mean, a blue collar work ethic to it. I mean, when you talk to people, and it's weird. I remember I had old conversations with PJ Tucker, and we would talk about the difference of a team that wins a championship. He says a championship team is buy-in. There's no egos. You have to buy in, which means is you may not get X amount of shots on one particular day, but you got to grab offensive rebounds. You got to defend hard. You got to do that. You look at these guys on the New York Knicks. If we were playing one-on-one, most of them would lose.
Yeah.
But then you see Hartenstein grabbing these offensive boards in key moments of the game. You know, instead of taking it back up, which most guys would do because you want to get that bucket, you're finding the open three-point shooter, locating them. So I think that the difference is, and it's the same thing with Minnesota. I mean, what they do is you got a lot of guys who are selfless, and their goal is to win a championship. There's a lot of sacrificing that has to go on, and that's the difference between a championship team and just a good, great contending squad.
And the right guy at the right time is important. A lot was made of the Celtics getting Kristaps Porzingis in the offseason. And that's, let's face it, the Celtics have pretty much at most positions the same kind of guy. Porzingis gave them somebody different. But the unheralded one is Drew Holiday. And before they played Game 5 against Miami, he pulled everybody aside and basically flashed the championship of, hey, I've been there, done this. Close these people out now. Don't lollygag. You want the time off. The Sixers don't have that guy in the locker room.
No, they don't. I mean, you have Kyle Lowry, but he's a little bit older, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, Nick Nurse did it, but you are right. I mean, the thing is, when you're playing at a high level and you can do things, it's different from being a guy who was the guy a couple years ago, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, Drew Holiday is still doing that. And then the thing about Drew, you know, it's like, you know, and he's the quintessential one of a champion. You know, when he was in Philly, he was the man, right?
Right.
Like, you know, he was an all-star. We knew he could play on the ball, off the ball. But he goes back to that thing that we were talking about. You give up yourself for the team. And that's what he does. He D's people up. If you need him to make a shot, he'll make it. But his number one purpose is, you know what? I could care less about all that. I'm all about helping the team. And that's what it is. You're right. He pulled them all together.
Yep.
And for that, they respect him.
Yep.
They'll always respect him.
That's right. See, you just hit the big word, the respect. When certain people talk, everybody in the room looks up. You know what? For a pit guy, you're pretty darn good. You know?
I don't want to make y'all laugh, and I don't want to go real long-winded, right? But I'm just going to tell you this. So my family is all Pitt people, right?
Right.
And my uncle was a Pitt grad. My cousin went to Pitt. He was like, you have to go to Pitt. So I have two twin cousins who graduated from Penn State. So I said to my uncle, who's a Pitt guy, I said, Uncle, how did you send them to Penn State, but you made me go to Pitt? You made my cousins go to Pitt, all this and that. He said, well, if you would have had a full scholarship to Penn State, you would have been a Nick Galion.
It's amazing how that works out. If I got a full scholarship to Kansas State, I wouldn't have gone. You know, so I got it.
Yeah. But it was funny though. He was like, you know, we are, and I'm like, you are what? You told me Pitt. He was like, hey, they got four rides, bro.
We are debt free. Hey, you're great, Keith. I really appreciate you so much. Thanks a lot for this. Always enjoy talking hoops.
All right, thanks, man. I really appreciate being on the show.
Anytime, Keith. The outstanding Keith Pompey. He is terrific. And unlike Matt Catrillo, showed up on time, ready to go, no less.
He is a professional.
Glad you said it. All right, Neil Coolong, next half hour. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Start your journey today at NILGameChangers.org here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
With the door shut, the suit is quietly moving and grooving to this.
I will admit to doing the same thing. I like that one.
Well,
all she wants to do is dance, Steve.
Yes, she does. Well, it was great to talk to Keith. I mean, I thought he was honest. He was straightforward and direct with what, you know, what they're doing and not doing.
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious from the outside that, you know, that something needs to be done, and the approach to roster construction has to be a little different.
They keep wanting to hit the home run. All right. But you have to hit a bunch of singles and doubles to build around two home runs you already have.
They don't have the table setters yet. They have the home run hitters.
Yeah, but you know, but they don't try to get that bird. They just try to fill in the gaps. Like no. And I mean, you don't have to sit there and impress the populace with what you're doing. Now, Maury has nothing to do with this, but my goodness, I mean, they drafted Mikal Bridges. He's perfect for what they needed.